As we get ready for a meditative practice, we just get the spine tall, shoulders relaxed. Just check in all the way around. Make sure the feet, the palms, your neck positioning, everything the way you want it. Careful about having the chin too far forward. The eyes are closed. You're just breathing. Maybe two-step, inhale, exhale, or three-step, inhale, retain the breath, exhale. You're just getting to know yourself all over again. Getting accustomed to our physical rhythm, our psychic rhythm. Connection's a big thing in life. In this modern world, there's a lot of disconnection, alienation, disparate feelings. According to the yogis, a unit being is jivatman, or unit being. And then there's the whole cosmos. And the unit is just a reflection of the vast. But when we feel disconnected from our own self, then naturally we'll feel disconnected from that vast expressed world. So just use your inner vision, your breath, to come to your own center point. Your physical center point is the Manipur chakra, the navel point. And your psychic second point is your psychic balance point is your eye feeling. And the quieter and more comfortable we are at our own psychic center point, the easier it is for us to connect with the world around us. And the question is, why is that? When the mind is distracted, overwhelmed, and busy, then it loses its link to that pool of consciousness inside. The ego grows, and feelings of strong, extreme individuality, all these things type of crop up. And the closer we come back to our own center, then that dissipates. And we become a little bit closer to our consciousness. according to the yogi, there's a whole undercurrent or subterranean flow of consciousness that's the vital force behind each and every expression. So naturally, when we become linked more with our unit consciousness, or unit self, or the most subtle side of our experience, then naturally we'll feel more linked with that greater subterranean flow of consciousness that is behind each and every other expression. That comes when our heart, our mind, or breath are linked up with that greater cosmic breath, that cosmic heartbeat, that cosmic thought wave. And that's when feelings of multiplicity diminish and the touchstone of oneness starts to sprout, that connection. And that type of connection is so meaningful for human beings. That's when the tug of war of life ends and sweet communal and kinship arises with each and every expression of the universe. And that's how we can walk in this world with a sense of oneness. When we are able to quiet our own mind and tap into that subterranean flow of consciousness that permeates all the various expressions of the universe. That's the oneness that the yogis talk about. It's a psychic endeavor that affects our mental outlook. And we really see that there's no feeling of difference. When we're not so hung up on our unit ego, but thought of as when our unit mind is a little bit more open and refined, and it likes that touching point to cosmic self. That's when you don't like to hurt others or do anything to others. It feels like, because your heart is linked with them. So that's how the yogis find a sense of connection, despite the multifarious expressions of divergent entities in this manifested universe. The eyes see duality, see multiplicity, but the heart, the breath, and the inner mind can feel oneness. And that will overpower that crude vision of eyes, and it will not see multiple, but rather see expressions of one. This is helpful for individuals, communities, households, global society. This is the way to build one global human family, where the yogis say, ek mana of samaj, one human society. It doesn't mean that everybody has to look the same, dress the same, eat the same, be the same. What it means is tapping into your inner consciousness and so that you can recognize that consciousness within others. What they may not recognize or not, that's a different matter. But you can recognize, you can feel, and it's not something imposed, it's something very natural. As the mind quiets down, goes inside, becomes comfortable in your own inner psychic sanctuary, then naturally you'll feel that same vibration permeate all the various expressions. Where you can stand in the middle of the forest and not feel you're surrounded by trees, but that you're part of one great expression. And it can happen anywhere. But it needs a quiet mind, a soft heart, and a breath that links up just with the unit, with the cosmic breath, each and every moment. And it's that sense of parallelism that brings oneness, that brings connection. It not only makes feelings of difference melt, but it boosts the human being with tremendous force of connection, of safety, of shelter, of oneness. And that's a great gift in life. So keep the mind quiet and take it with you wherever you may walk this earth. And you'll never feel alone or separate. You'll always feel connected, strong, mighty, and a part of this whole vast creation. And that's the oneness the yogis talk about. Namaskar.